This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk about what's going on in the world. What in the world is going on?
Is an old song.
It's not quite as I just sang it, but what in the world?
Stop, please.
Okay. Okay, here we are. We is the inclusive word for the DJ Veers, Jennifer Horn on there, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to focus on news of the world. Here's the story about a 17-year-old boy who flew on his own from his home in Panama City to San Francisco. Plane landed on the airport. He opened the emergency door and jumped out. Yesterday, the boy decided flight to 208 from Panama City on Copa Airlines. Boeing 737 landed at 2:30 in the afternoon. Plane taxiing on the runway. He was sitting next to the exit. Decided he wanted to get out right then and there. So he pulled the thing. Before the flight crew member could get to the exit door, he jumped out, slid down the wing, and onto the tarmac. You got more balsam than I would. He landed right next to the engine.
Wow.
Not sure I'd be. So then he happened to fall out or drop out right next to a construction project. So somehow or other, a construction crew grabbed him, and then the police grabbed him. So it wasn't clear why he did it. They didn't arrest him, but he
was. Isn't that illegal, though?
U.S. system, a U.S. Citizen. Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah.
But if there's a story from the day before about an airliner sitting on the tarmac. And it wasn't in our country, but there were 230 people on the plane. There was some problem with the takeoff manifest or some other thing. So the plane, the pilots shut the plane down, turned the air conditioning off, and so these people are sitting. This is a hot Central American country.
Ugh.
Is sitting in the plane for 6.5 hours.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine? Put yourself in that position. You've all been in a place where you're in a car or a truck or someplace. There's no air to breathe.
Mm.
A story locally here yesterday about some moron who thankfully was arrested, left his dog in the car, turned off the car, dog dies. And, man, the people, it's almost like it's more important these days to prosecute somebody who does something stupid like that than if you've done it to a human being. But it's just, how do you do that? How do you do that?
I don't understand that.
A lot of controversy about Daniel Craig. It's interesting that there are people who actually do this. There's a book in Las Vegas, Jennifer, on Charlize Theron being the next 007. After Daniel
rumor.
Craig. Did you hear that because of
I've
that?
Because of her performance in Atomic Blonde that they think she should be the next James Bond.
Yeah. I don't know that I buy into that. What do you think? Is it time for a female?
I haven't seen the movie yet. I hear that she's really good and that it's action-packed, of course.
Looks like it's very violent, like, beating everybody up.
Well, then she'd be great in James Bond.
Yeah.
Is it different?
I don't know.
So do we respect it more if a man's doing it than if a woman? We don't want a woman to, to do it, or is it just unnecessary violence no matter what? I don't know that I think there's as much gratuitous violence in James Bond movies, although there's plenty of it, as there was what I saw in the trailer of the Charlize Theron movie. It just turned me off.
I think this is all hype right now. I think because people keep saying, even in the TV ads for Atomic Blonde, it's the better, you know, a female James Bond. I mean, they're trying to market it that way. I think this is all hype. I don't think any of it's real. And I can't imagine why anyone would want a female James Bond. They switched it up and made a female M with Judi Dench, which was great.
Yeah, it worked.
But James Bond is James Bond. Like, enough, people. Right. Like, let it go. You know, like, if you want, start a new franchise with a badass female if you want, that's fine. But it's not James Bond. Leave James Bond alone.
I think
it's Jane Blond.
Yeah. Maybe he has
Jane
a sister.
Bond?
Maybe he has a
Jane
sister.
Blond.
Jane Bond.
Blond.
And instead of Charlize Theron, how about we have Sofia Vergara play the part? Yes,
she's
no?
Very hot. I don't think she'd be very good at serious acting.
No. Yeah.
She can't really act at all, can she? Is she really?
She's fine at the comedic stuff, but I just can't really imagine her being serious
and
doing action. I don't think that would work.
In a moment, our friends, and I put that in quotation marks, from Monsanto, in the spotlight with some stuff that this is maybe considered a groaner by some, or because I'm so predictable, maybe you know this is not going to go, whatever I talk about, it's not going to go well for Monsanto. But wait till you hear kind of the details to what's going on here. In the meantime, how about we make sure that everybody who wants to take advantage of our promotion for the Works, W-O-R-X, their saws, their drills, their products. We've been fortunate to get a set of drill and table saws, drills and saws, to give away to winners the program. So far we've given away two sets, the drill and the saw, and we're looking for another winner tomorrow, in the next couple of days. And then there will be a winner the week after that. All you have to do is go to Facebook, one of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, facebook.com/DJVShow. You could start there, or you can go at DJVShow on either Twitter or Instagram and tell us why you ought to win the Works Tool giveaway. Pretty simple. Add the hashtag DJVWorks, if you will, please. The AI Advanced Intelligence Drill. I've given you a couple of stories about how this thing works now. The pulse assist so that it can break any, you know, ladies, you may not know this. If you ever changed a flat tire on your own, you know what it means to what they call break. You need a breaker bar to loosen the nuts on the wheel.
Sure.
I've changed a tire before, so I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. You have to,
Thank you, Kara. I have never changed a tire.
Haven't you? You haven't really? Neither
never.
You or Jennifer has ever changed the tire?
Nope.
Really?
That's what AAA is for.
Yep.
Wow. I have AAA, but I like to change my own tires. I don't know why. I just kind of think that it's the manly thing to do.
It does not look fun.
No, it can. It depends. It can be dangerous, depending on whether...
Well, I'm terrified that if I even tried to put the jack in and the car would fall on me, I don't even want to...
Forget that. I always think I'm going to jack it up through the hood, like they did in the Lucy episode.
Okay, well, there you go. I had a flat tire on a tractor the other day, and I went right to it. I think I gave that example. The Works drill broke the bolts, loosened them up. And I didn't think it would be strong enough to do that, but it is. And then there's the Blade Runner X2, the Works miter box saw. It's a hand saw. It's something that's a step up among those who are professionals. This looks like something that would be very useful. It's so easy to move around. So, professional or not, these tools are available for you. It's up to you to win them by posting why you ought to win them in our Works Tool giveaway. Okay, so facebook.com/DJVShow and at DJVShow on Twitter and Instagram. Help yourself and win!
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so before I get to the Monsanto story, there's a cute... I get distracted by the strangest things in some of the social media places that I visit. There's a picture of a flight attendant who was disrobing. She thought everybody was off the plane, and she was done, so she wanted to change into her street clothes. So she's taking off her clothes, and guy pops out of the toilet and takes a picture of her in her bra.
That's what not cute. Why is that cute?
Yeah, that's not cute.
Well,
finish your story then.
Cute in that it's gotten a lot of attention.
How is that cute? That's exploiting a woman. That's insane. That's not cute at all.
Well, you have a different point of view than I do.
It's predatory. As a man taking a picture of a woman without her knowing, I mean, that's cute.
She saw him when he got out of the thing. I didn't tell you the story to get attacked. I didn't.
But you're saying that it's cute.
We're just informing you that women don't think those.
Women do not think
that's
cute. No. A guy taking a picture of her in her underwear without her permission?
I don't know that I. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but the look on her face is probably more. Sorry I brought it up.
It's just a good heads up for you that if you're ever on a plane and a woman is changing and you come out of the bathroom,
do not
take a picture of it and share it.
Yeah, don't go cameras blazing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have thought that the other side of it is you wouldn't have thought the flight attendant would be taking her clothes off in the middle of the
plane. I agree. That was a dumb move.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that was the point that I was trying to make before I got lost in Attack City here.
Attack City? A picture of her? Even if she...
I'm
okay,
very
so she
sensitive today
dumb.
To being attacked, as I explained earlier.
Okay, well, then watch your words.
it wasn't so much about words. Probably nothing I'm going to do except dig the hole deeper. It seemed strange to me. The headline that you missed, I missed the headline that you took away from it. The headline that I missed was what you suggested. The headline you missed was that she was changing her clothes in the middle of the plane.
I'm sure a lot of flight attendants do that once the plane is empty. Yeah, but I mean,
why are we surprised about anything that goes on
planes? Why would you want to go into the bathroom, though? If you work on a plane and you know how gross that bathroom is, I'd change in like a little corner if I could, too.
You know, I remember once going into, and it was the day before I read a survey on the air, I actually had taken my shoes off and I was in my socks. Ooh. And I went into the lavatory to do my thing. And then the next day I read how horribly gross. And you think these people that clean these airlines would want to make sure that everything is clean. Clean the damn tops of the table where the food is served. Clean the seats, behind the seats. In the seat. Usually, sometimes even look in the bin in front of the seat, you see some pretty horrible stuff there.
Yeah.
All right. So much for my plane stories, and we didn't get to Monsanto. 21 past the hour.
Well, Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sounds like a country folk to me, Jennifer.
Cause when pops,
love it.
This is the kind of country music, the wangy twangy stuff that I go for. Alan Jackson is extending his honky tonk highway tour this year, adding more miles to let's see, it's going until November to his date. New dates have been announced. It started in January. Has Leanne Womack in are they singing together or does she sing by herself? I guess they do some duet songs. Maybe she sings by herself as well. Where would you rate her on the scale of strong women? I mean, popular, successful country women acts, Jennifer.
Well, strong women, great voices, high, high, high on the scale. The most popular singer in country music? No. I think she had her moment several years ago, but she hasn't been one of those consistent presences, presence in country music. But yet, I still think, I mean, when people hear her music, they go, oh, yeah, great voice.
Well, is Alan Jackson in that club as well? Is he consistent or is he up?
Alan Jackson has been consistent. He's right up there with George Strait and Garth Brooks. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. He's remained pretty
true
to his
presence.
Style.
Absolutely.
Really? So, anyway, he is putting the tickets on. He didn't. Somebody's got the tickets for the Honky Tonk Highway Tour on sale. Where do you have to go to the usual places to find tickets like that? Can you go to the website of the singer and buy tickets, or do you have to go to one of the ticket companies?
The ticket company, right?
Yeah. When I look up the Moody Blues to get tickets, you can get the tickets. Well, it says get the tickets here on their website, but then it sends.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Most big artists have a website and they'll have all the tour dates, and then there's a place to click tickets, but then it just takes you straight to Ticketmaster or wherever.
Right. One of them bunches. All right, McCartney is in the musical news today because he's playing drums on the upcoming Foo Fighters LP. The album's called Concrete and Gold. They say they recruited McCartney to play drums. I didn't know McCartney played the drums.
I didn't either, but yeah. Apparently he can play everything.
Really? Yeah. Dave Grohl called the McCartney presence the most wonderful thing. He's the most wonderful guy in the world. He hadn't even heard of the song we wanted him to record. He comes in, picked up an acoustic guitar. I did, showed him the track. He sat down at his special drum set that apparently some techie set up for him. And then he did two takes and it was they were done. That's pretty special. Anyway, so how does he work with the Foo Fighters? How do you, those of you who are Foo Fighter fans, I like that for alliteration, Foo Fighter fans, McCartney and Dave Grohl together, you can see them being friends, but their music?
They did something, They did a song together a couple years ago in 2013 for Dave Grohl's movie called Sound City.
Yeah.
Which was a documentary on different musicians in America, and so they did a song together.
Yeah, he's doing the drumming on this song now, Paul McCartney, and it's actually surprising. It's kind of like harder than I would expect Paul McCartney to be.
Yeah. So why wouldn't it be a good gimmick for him to be on stage with Ringo and both of them play the drums?
Ah.
How would that be?
I don't know if Ringo would be a fan. Paul McCartney might be better than him.
Ringo is not. I don't see Ringo being in a place of being worried about anything, frankly. All right. A couple of quick notes on Coldplay. They're going to perform a Linkin Park tribute because of the passing of Chester Bennington last month. Does that fit? Their music similar?
Or he made it an acoustic version and made it more Coldplay-esque, but yeah, he did the tribute last night.
Yeah, oh, it was last night.
Tuesday night, I think, actually.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's that story. 28 after, this is the DJV show full of good stuff.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, Way, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary Way supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded Way is a totally new form of Way. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. 1-800-981-5800-1-800-981-5800-1-800-1-58.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of laws absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
After the hour, how do you do? To Roswell, New Mexico, WNFO. Yep, that is the radio station. We've been on it. And fly, what is it? Not NFO, UFO, WUFO, or KUFO in Reno, in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah. They've got a reason to call it KUFO.
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. Reno, how do you do? I say hi to my friend Russ Goble, who's in Reno listening.
Oh, also, hi, Russ.
Isn't he great? You met Russ, didn't you meet him?
I sure did. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Fayetteville, Corpus Christi, Youngstown, Ohio, checking in. Very nice to have you on board. Don't forget, you can get a podcast of this program, The DJB Show. They have the podcast automatically delivered to your smartphone, to your tablet, or whatever wireless device you have. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, blog, B-L-O-G, talk radio, all one word, .com, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show, and you can listen to a basic sort of a summation, Kara, isn't it, of all the things we do during the day?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear the show in its entirety, you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer, and you go to Doug Steffen Now, all right? That's the whole story of the story, and I'm sticking to it. Before we get to the Monsanto story, and then we're going to do some sports information for you, I have a story about a fellow who's become one of the key lawyers in Donald Trump's whatever his, the, all this investigative stuff that's going on. How would you describe that, Jennifer?
Well, he lawyered up with all of these claims about Russia. So he's got a whole legal team now because he feels like the investigation is sitting a little too close to home, probably.
Well, the leader is a guy of John Dowd. Some of you may remember him. If you all Google John Dowd, you'll see there are a couple of different connections to not only politics, but to sports. He was involved in the Iran-Contra affair and the Keating Five thing, the collapse of Enron. He's been all over for the last 40 years, some important legal stuff. He represented Major League Baseball as they went after Pete Rose, who, by the way, as an aside, has a lawsuit filed against him yesterday. Did you see that? By some woman who was 15 years old when he was playing in Cincinnati, claims that he fathered her child. That was only 40, what was it? It was 1988.
She was 15 and had a baby that she claims was Pete Rose's?
Yeah. And now, in 19, what is it? This was, she claims he fathered it in the when he was going through his legal trouble. That's when I worked with him in Cincinnati at CKY. And it was the same year I started doing this program. But he had women all over him. I mean, he had women everywhere. Whether this is true or not, why do you wait until now to try to figure it out? It's like we were talking about Salvador Dali being exhumed because somebody's trying to get a piece of his action. And, you know, it's the same kind of silly stuff. I'm not saying Pete Rose is dead. I just think that at this point. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because Dowd represented Giamatti in the suit against, you know, there's all that, the whole business about suits and who's suing whom. And the other reason I tell you the story is because he's the son of my father's best friend. His father's name was Paul Dowd, and he grew up in Massachusetts. Paul Dowd was a fabulous college basketball player and became friends with my father because they both worked at the old Feline store together. Guy's about five, I think Paul Dowd was 6'6 or 6'7, big tall guy. And John Dowd, his son, looks a lot like him and is tall like him, but as tough as nails. Tough as nails. So it's interesting to see. I don't know how many lawyers there are around Trump. You have any idea how many people are on this team? Jennifer, I don't know the ins and outs of
I don't know. The one that you see most often in front of the cameras is Jay Sekulow.
Yeah.
But I don't know the total number of how many lawyers he has with him. I think it's probably somewhere around three or four.
Yeah. Well, interesting to see how that all shakes out. Okay, so let's get to the nitty-gritty of Monsanto's sway over the media. And is this now? What I was trying to figure out, Victoria, whether this was a whistleblower that came up with this. There were some documents released yesterday in a lawsuit against Monsanto that raised actually a lot of questions about how they influence the news media. I know I get a I get an email about once a week from a fellow that I know well who was involved in the Clinton administration and now doing PR for Monsanto. Even though he knows what I feel about him, he just sends me this stuff because.
He sends you, like, pro-Monsanto propaganda to get to you?
Right, exactly. He's just giving it to me because he knows what I think about it. Anyway,
this was not a whistleblower. These were legally filed documents by the law firm representing the lawsuit. They're the ones who are suing Monsanto, and this was a totally legal procedure. And apparently, the New York Times did a whole extended article on this. But apparently, the law firm who it's not a leak, but the law firm who published these documents and made them public said that Monsanto's lawyers had every chance to ask the judge to keep them private, and that they messed up and they didn't. It fell through the cracks, and so now
they messed up or they didn't do it because.
Well, the words that the law firm used was that Monsanto's lawyers quote unquote messed up, and that they didn't ask to seal these documents, which they had a legal right to do. Since they didn't do it, then it became public.
Okay. So my observation when it comes to this sort of thing, my gut instinct is usually pretty good. And Monsanto has been the evilest of evil companies for a long time, as far as I'm concerned. And there are a lot of different reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
When Forbes magazine, I have a lot of respect for Steve Forbes, but when I saw about 10 years ago, there was a, and I actually called Steve Forbes on it. And he'd been running for president, I don't know how many years ago that was, but he and I became fairly friendly, and I like him. And he liked to go on the radio. Yeah, he's an affable guy. I said, how in the name of heavens do you put the guy who runs Monsanto on the cover of Forbes and tell people that it's the best run company in America? Oof. And that this guy was the best CEO of any company in America? I said, how do you do that? He said, well, you look at the bottom line and what the stockholders are getting out of it, and that's how we make our determination. We're not here metering what the public thinks about. We're talking about how well-run the company is. So, you know, I'm sure he get tougher questions about it than he would get from me.
Right.
But anyway, the whole business about Monsanto and when a bunch of evil isn't even the right word.
I know.
It's cut out of the same cloth as the tobacco companies, who for years got government subsidies, and the news media gave them a pass because they were buying lots of advertising. And frankly, in this circumstance with Monsanto, and I know we have some people on our Facebook page, every time we say something about Monsanto on the air, they attack us. But, you know, it's the old business about, and I don't mean this to sound pejorative, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but ignorance is bliss. And if you come from a circumstance where you're making money because Monsanto has helped you out, you're going to like Monsanto. That's just kind of the way
right.
it is. I understand
right.
human motivation. But this stuff, Roundup, is bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what, I'm not going into all the lingo-lango here, but if, you know, the toxicology reports and all that other stuff, it's just Monsanto is crap. And it's more than that. It's SHI, you know what.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned Forbes, because Forbes is also involved in this again. And what happened is there's a scientist slash reporter who apparently was getting all sorts of talking points from Monsanto. And then he wrote, as a freelance writer, he wrote an article in Forbes saying that all these claims that Roundup and glyphosate are not cancer causing, he basically poo-pooed all of that and said, oh no, that's not true, or whatever. And so now Forbes yesterday issued a statement saying, we take this matter very seriously, we're looking into it, because they're supposed to disclose if they have any involvement. And the New York Times said the exact same thing, that op-ed contributors to the Times have to sign a contract requiring them to avoid any conflict of interest and disclosing any financial interest in the subject matter of their piece. This guy, the same guy, didn't do that as well. So he's on the take with Monsanto in two different publications that has a lot of influence over a lot of people.
It's just, say it often enough, it's proof positive. If
yeah.
you say something, print something often enough, people will begin to believe it. That's
right.
The way.
And these are internal emails and memos where the scientists who work at Monsanto are saying that Roundup is dangerous. I mean, this is like the people in, like you mentioned, the tobacco industry. These are people saying, well, I'm not going to smoke our product. I work here, but I'm not going to smoke it because I know what's in it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the case with this. And I do the farm program that I do every week, the American Family Farmer. There are people who run businesses that will not support that show because of my feelings about Monsanto and what I say about it. And they're farmers. I got into an argument, I don't know, when was it, Kara, a couple of months ago, when we had a woman on that was basically mm-hmm. a spokesperson for Monsanto, and oh. I challenged her on a number of things.
How'd that go?
He managed to keep it very civil. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was. I did not. It was
minimal simple. Screaming.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, 45 past the hour. Let's, as far as screaming is concerned, let's go to the ballpark and find out what Victoria knows about Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod is going to change his image. Ooh.
Well, he's certainly trying to rehab his image. In a new interview, he talks very candidly about his scandal-plagued career with the Yankees. He's 42 now. He was suspended in 2014 for using performance-enhancing drugs. He says after that he hit rock bottom, and he turned the lens inward, sat down with a psychoanalyst, kept a journal, and really tried to get his life together. He says now he looks back on that 2014 sabbatical and says it was one of the best things that ever happened to him, and he said, I just had to change and stop being a jerk. So since then, he's done well. He's now a sports commentator and broadcaster, and he says, of course, with his relationship with Jennifer Lopez, he's remaining a little bit mum. He was asked by the reporter who asked whom out, and he just said, you'll have to ask her that. Which means she obviously asked him out, right?
Yeah, she tracked him down.
Yeah.
All right, so there's A-Rod's story. Jennifer Magic Johnson says the Dodgers are going to win. What else do you expect them to say?
Well, the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. The
really?
Dodgers
Woo-hoo!
Are killing it this season. They are doing so well. They are the hottest team in baseball, and
no,
Magic Johnson...
The Red Sox are the hottest.
Oh, yeah, okay. Check the records. Magic Johnson can't contain his excitement about it at Dodger Stadium earlier this week for Clayton Kershaw's Ping Pong for a Purpose celebrity charity event. Magic made a bold but realistic claim. He said, quote, the Dodgers are going to win the World Series this year. This is our year, so get healthy, he said to Clayton Kershaw, who's been out with a back injury. Lead us. That's the only ring I don't have. I need that ring. And his remarks came as he was accepting Kershaw's Challenge Impact Award. Clayton Kershaw is now out after some stiffness in his lower back, forced him to leave the game last week after pitching a couple of innings. But even without Kershaw, the Dodgers have, I think, won 9 in a row, something like that. They are solidly in first place and have the best record in baseball.
Come on. Will you please?
I'm sorry, what?
I know, right? Do you not like...
My ears are a little cloudy today with my cold. What?
Yeah, really? Huh? What? Where are the Red Sox in the pecking order?
Well, where are they?
I'm not sure where they are today.
That's a question I ask all the time. Where are those Red Sox?
They were number one through much of the season. It's only lately the Dodgers... have come
it's
along.
Not only lately. The Dodgers have been in lately. First place since, like, the second month of the season.
Yeah. Like, I very barely follow baseball, and I know that.
The Red Sox aren't doing terrible. I mean, the Red Sox are in first place in their division. They just they don't have the record that the Dodgers do. The Dodgers have had 9 game winning streaks 3 times during the season.
I Ladies mean, and gentlemen, have you noticed today is take a shot at the host day?
Oh,
whatever.
Give me a break. You're the one insulting the
Put
Dodgers.
Put on your big boy pants.
The Red Sox. Please.
I don't actually have any pants on at all.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay, and on that note.
Yeah.
Check, please.
There's your sports report.
That's right. The sports shorts, and we've got both. We have shorts? No. We got sports, but we don't have any shorts. It's 11 minutes before the I just feel like I needed to say that. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my 2017 Back to School Shopping Guide. Office Depot and Office Max's exclusive collection of DeVoga school supplies and accessories offer glam, metallic accents, and vibrant patterns. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores for quality products at great values. While taking care of back to school or check them out online at OfficeDepot.com/school. Students can break a sweat without breaking their phone or the bank with Under Armour's Protect series of cases and magnetic mounts. It's available for today's most popular smartphones. Under Armour's Protect series exclusively at Verizon stores and at VerizonWireless.com. The Tracker Pixel is a small Bluetooth device that attaches to important items like backpacks and tech so they can't get lost. The free Tracker app allows you to locate lost items in just seconds. At just $25 each, you can't afford not to use Tracker Pixels. Keurig's K-Compact Coffee Maker is a dorm room essential. At a slim 8 inches in width, it'll brew your coffee in just under a minute. Keeping Rev K-Cup pods on hand will fuel all-night study sessions. It's available exclusively at Walmart and Walmart.com for only $59. The redesigned 2017 Ford Escape will safely and comfortably get you and young drivers back to school in style. It features Sync Connect, so your app control devices can remotely start, lock, and unlock the Escape. The Park Assist feature can self-parallel park in school parking lots. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789.
800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
After the hour now, it's time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here on the program, with an overview of some of the big stories in some of the medical journals this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Superbeats. Actually, we want to spend as much time as we can here understanding this new information from geneticists who have repaired a mutation in a human embryo. This sounds like science fiction, but apparently not, Ken, right?
Exactly. This is ready for prime time. This is very interesting. We, unfortunately, have all heard of the person running down the field, not scoring the touchdown because they suddenly collapse, have what doctors call, cardiologists call, sudden cardiac death. And the most common cause, Doug, of sudden cardiac death is due to a thickening of the heart muscle. What used to be called idiopathic hypertrophic subaortic stenosis is a mouthful. Now it's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's just a thickening of the heart muscle. And when the heart contracts, it obstructs the propulsion, the outflow of blood from the heart. And this is due to a mutation in one of the parents. It's a single gene mutation. You get hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's pretty common. It's about 1 in 500 births. And the news is that there's a first-ever experiment that geneticists, they've successfully modified a human embryo to remove the mutation that causes this life-threatening heart condition. And this is the first study to demonstrate that a gene editing technique can be used in human embryos to convert mutant genes back to their normal version. So this is a big deal. And the amazing thing is that according to the World Health Organization, there are more than 10,000 human diseases that result from mutations in just a single gene. So this technique could help cystic fibrosis, cancers that are caused by mutated BRCA genes, many, many different common illnesses. So this is a big deal.
It's referred to as gene editing, which I find fascinating.
It's almost creepy, that term. But
it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
I have a quick question, Ken, on the gene editing thing. So if it's an embryo, is there, so there's a way to screen an embryo then to see if this mutation exists? Is that how?
Correct. So you bring a male and a female genes together, and there's a discrete area in the DNA that can be now screened for, and you see that that area is not right, and you can just get rid of it and then put the genes together and you eliminate the problem.
Now, is this something that in the future we'll see in utero being done? So if a woman's pregnant and then she wants to know, does my baby have this genetic mutation, is this something they'll be able to fix once she's already pregnant, or does this have to happen before an embryo is implanted?
Well, before fertilization occurs. And that's where this has gone. The fertilization has occurred to produce the embryo. And the problem is, legally, we can't continue the experiment in America right now.
Mm.
And that's the real challenge. There's a lot of ethical concerns about doing all this, and where are we going to go? My own feeling is that there's so much potential to this kind of research in solving these illnesses that run in families, exclusively in families, that it would be unfortunate if we couldn't pursue this in a very careful way.
But the medical ethicists will have a field day.
Yeah, we all will, because imagine what this would allow us to do.
Yeah. All right, real good. That's a great background story and very good explanation, Ken. Thank you. Let's explain to people what my mother, your mother, always said to us: what you eat is who you are. And of course, that's correct. The stuff that comes in Super Beets is great for your brain, for your body. Why? What is there about this that presents the ability for us to have healthy blood flow?
In 1988, we discovered, Doug, that there's a third gas in the body, nitric oxide, besides oxygen and carbon dioxide, which is fundamental to the whole body from head to toe functioning properly. It's a signaling molecule, and you have to continuously remake this from building blocks, and if you don't have this gas, the body doesn't function properly. It's especially used by the body to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cell can deliver oxygen from head to toe. So you need the building blocks, and there's a product out there, Super Beets, can give you a big boost of nitric oxide. Neo 40, another product from Neogenes, can give you the building blocks to keep a good maintenance level.
Maintain and get better circulation. 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.